consenti. Baba has given us Rajyogi life, and we have to enjoy it. How? Say, Alaukik art of living, divine art of living. How can we enjoy our divine life, Alaukik life? In this world, everyone has got life. But we can see many people in this world are not enjoying their lives. Right? We have to enjoy. We have to learn the art. We have learnt already. Just we will revise. If there is not enjoyment in our life, if there is sorrow, if there is ups and downs, frustration and depression, anger and ego, so we can understand we are missing something. We don't follow the right way of living this life. So we can churn upon this beautiful topic. Life is a long journey. A beautiful gift of Sri Baba. Man makes it complicated. Sometimes, when we become negative, we lose our happiness. So while giving this class, it's my thought in my mind that we all will do two practices so that this period of time, 80 minutes, 90 minutes, we can enjoy very much. So I would remind you the Murli of 2nd of February, in which Baba mentioned that every morning I will come down to you and will give you blessings. Baba noticed, he always said, you come to me and receive blessings from me. But when he observed that children are not coming to me, so let me go to them. So he decided to come down to us. He's so sweet, so great, so beloved. He wants to make us perfect on any cause. He is our supreme teacher, supreme guru. He himself, just as Laukik teacher thinks, he believes, he always churns like this, that result of my class must be perfect, 100%. So he also does labor with the students. Our Baba, our supreme teacher, is also so kind to us that he gives the maximum benefit to us. So one practice we will do, and I hope you are enjoying this practice already, that when we get up in the morning, how to do? What I am doing, I share. When I open my eyes, since that day, today is 12th, 10 days, Baba, welcome. I am ready to receive your blessings. Come down and give me blessings. I want this blessing. Make your mind, fix up one blessing, which is very useful, very essential for you. And then I visualize Bap Dada. Both are coming down, slowly and slowly. Coming, coming, coming. Visualizing also the biggest enjoyment. The more time we visualize that he is coming down, coming slowly, coming, 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 we enjoy. He came in front of me, put his hand of blessings on my hand, gave drashti and gave blessing. Child, be victorious jewel. Be the conqueror of Maya. Be Master Almighty. Be ever happy. Become the embodiment of success. Become the destroyer of obstacles. He is giving blessing to us this way. You can receive many blessings together, or you can receive one and experience it for 5 days, 7 days. So we will begin now with this good feeling. Red light wale hai bhai? Yes. Be in this feeling. Welcome Baba. Give this thought to him, Baba, I welcome you. Please come down and give a beautiful blessing to me. I want to become a victorious jewel. I want to become the conqueror of Maya. Please come down and visualize. Shiv Baba started to come down. He is coming down. Reached in subtle world. Entered Brahma Baba's body. Now both are coming down. Bap Dada reached in front of me. He is giving drashti. He put his hand of blessings on my head. And he spoke, O sweet child, O great child, be victorious. Accept it that Baba has blessed me. I am a victorious jewel. Feel that from his hand, divine energy is entering my whole body, spreading in my brain, cooling down all sense organs. Thank you.
ஓம் சாந்தி.
சஃபேட் லைட் भाई इधर ही रहना जरा, लाइट वाले बीच बीच में प्रैक्टिस करेंगे. सो फर्स्ट थिंग आई वुड से टू यू, मेक फाइव प्रिंसिपल्स फॉर योर एंटायर लाइफ. आई रिमेंबर in the year of 1969, I made 10 principles, 10 laws for myself. And I thought that I bind myself in these 10 laws. This is a line for me. I will never cross this line on any cost. I will follow these principles. 10 I made. I am suggesting you to make at least 5 laws of your own life. One principle was, I will never waste my time. And it gave me many good experiences in life. Just one principle was, at that time Yajna was poor, so I decided, I will never ask for anything. Whatever I achieve from the Yajna, I will be content in that. Third principle was, in Baba's service, I will never say no. A wonderful thing, although I knew it was a little hard thing, difficult thing, but I made my mind that I will say always yes. And I remember my whole life, it became the instrument to give me many blessings in my life. I got many talents, I got many good experience just by saying yes. Just one simple thing. Many times I was sick, Daddy asked me to do this. I said yes. And by doing that service, my sickness gone. At the time, we did not have medicines in our yajna, no medical facility. So this was the biggest healing procedure for me. Say yes, and body got well. Many times. Many times I got very good talents from Baba. Now I can say blessings from Baba. To say always yes. One principle was that once I promised in front of Baba, I promised I will live absolutely pure life. I will never break this promise. I will never see behind. There may be any difficulty, any problem, any maya, but I will follow it. So this way, one very good thing which Baba says always, I will never miss Murli. Same thing for Amrit Vela. Although I can say that I could not follow for Amrit Vela 100%, but I did. One very good principle I made at that time, that I will never have a debate with anyone. Debate. We used to argue in small, small things. Why you did this? Why you don't this? So, I just decided I will confess my mistake lightly and will remain silent. No debate on any matter. It kept me free from mutual clash. So in my whole life, I am free from that. No problem in such a big family. So this way, I would suggest, you should also make 5 disciplines for your own life. Make your own. What I mentioned, you have not to do the same thing. You have to choose your own disciplines. Are you agree to it? Good thing. It will become a wonderful thing for life. Second practice we will have to do now. And that is a great practice for Brahmin life. You know about that. I am Master Almighty. Why I am Master Almighty? Because Almighty Baba has blessed me with all of His powers. As soon as I am born, He gave me the gift of all of His powers to me. So I am the embodiment of all of His powers. Therefore, I am Master Almighty. 2 great versions, I would say great versions in Baba's Murli, I remind you, the Chai children who are Master Almighty. Problems and obstacles cannot come to them. So to practice Master Almighty means to spread the vibrations of might all around. And when we spread the vibrations of might, these vibrations destroy all problems from our way. Second version, those who are Master Almighty, they can do everything with the power of thought only. With the power of thought. So just for 1 minute only now, let us practice, I am Master Almighty. Red light. Accept this thought. Baba has given me all of His powers. I am the embodiment of all godly powers. I am Master Almighty. Most powerful soul in this world. More powerful than Maya. More powerful than problems. From each part of my body, red vibrations of might are going out. I am Might House. Om Shanti. So this practice makes everything easy. We have to become master in this practice. I can say with the experience of many Brahmins that if we practice it many times a day, no Maya in our life, no problems in our life, no obstacles in our life, no mutual clash in our life, everything will become easy and light. Even we would be able to maintain very good health, because two things have got healing power, purity and spiritual might, this energy. If we gain these two powers from Baba, we get great healing power with us. And with that healing power, we can heal our body. We can enjoy good health in our life. So one thing was to make five disciplines for life. Today itself, you all make five disciplines of your life. I will do this. You can also write, I will not do this. Second thing, in order to enjoy our life, one thing, entire world, all human beings are seeing this world with two eyes. We have to see everything in this world with third eye. See, when we see this world, oh, this world is also beautiful. But we have to use our third eye, the eye of wisdom, that this world of Kali Yuga is going to end now. I will go back home. It will give divine feelings. That this earth, this entire earth, will become empty now for coming deities. Everything will get purified now. This impure world will change into a pure world. See everything with this third eye. When you see your family members, your children, you see with two eyes, these are my children. This is my husband, this is my wife, this is my father, this is my mother. Now use your third eye. These all are great souls of deity religion. And see your experience. Our attitude, our drashti creates vibrations. You can make this experiment in your Laukik home. Sit down at a place. See all members of your family. See them with this attitude. They are great souls of deity religion. And they will experience, they will receive your good vibrations. So this is a use of our third eye. In order to enjoy our Brahmin life, we have to use more and more our third eye of wisdom. We are knowledgeable soul now. We have to see everything being knowledgeable soul. Means with our third eye of wisdom. Sometime in our mind, there is a worry, what will happen tomorrow? What will happen? What will happen? And if we use our third eye, we will think everything will be beneficial. This is the use of third eye, use of knowledge. When we see different types of human beings in this world, we can use our third eye of wisdom. All souls are playing their different roles. Let me enjoy their role. None can be blamed. A very good thought. All are playing their fixed role. We cannot lay blame on anyone. Why he is doing so? Why she is not doing so? So we get free from this question of why. Because all souls are playing their parts. So this is the way how to make life alaukik and divine. Let us again practice blessing from Baba. Same blessing. Red light. Invoke Pap Dada again. Talk to him. O Supreme Friend, bestower of blessings, we are remembering you here down. Please come to us and give a blessing. And thus, Bap Dada is coming down. He is standing in front of me. Giving drishti. His hand on my head. From his hand, divine energy is spreading in whole body. And he gave me blessings. O great child, be victorious. Be successful. Become the conqueror of Maya. Be Master Almighty. Om Shanti. One another thing for this beautiful life, that is forgiveness. We all have to adopt it in our life. Now itself we will do the practice. We know that in past 63 lives, we also gave sufferings, troubles. We also created problems in the life of many human beings in last 63 births. And many of them also did the same to us. So, we are bound to those subtle vibrations now. And because of those vibrations, we don't experience lightness. And many Brahmins don't enjoy Baba's meeting. Many cases come to me, they ask me, just one case, that I am in Gyan for last 13 years. I met Baba 13 times, but I did not enjoy Baba's meeting. This was the problem of with a sister, just in this season. So I suggested her that vibrations of many souls are making your mind heavy, not allowing you to keep fresh. And because of those heavy vibrations, you can't enjoy Baba's meeting. Many also mention this way, that they enjoy everything before Baba comes. And as soon as Baba comes down, they get upset. They get heavy. They don't enjoy Baba's meeting. What is wrong with us? We don't understand. These all things are the effect of past lives' vibrations. So we have to cut them off, and method is, we will do a practice now. Emerge all souls in front of you. All those souls of 63 births who gave sufferings to you. Visualize them, that many human souls came up in front of me in subtle form. Those who gave troubles, problems, obstacles to me. And just with true heart, with a great self-respect that I am a great soul, forgive them. That with true heart, I forgive you. Be peaceful. Second thing, now have the thought that the souls to whom I gave troubles, I gave sufferings, they emerge up and visualize them, that thousands of human souls in subtle bodies came up, and just ask pardon from them. O souls, because of ignorance, I created problems to you. Now I have realized, I am asking pardon from you. Please forgive me. And see the result. Mind will become very light. So let us do now this practice for 2 minutes. Red light. I have to make myself very light now, free from the heavy vibrations of past 63 births. I am a great soul. God has chosen me. I am most powerful soul. A mighty person forgives others. A powerful soul will easily forgive all. So now have a thought in your mind. The souls who gave troubles, sorrow, problems, in past 63 births to me, please emerge up, come up, see in front of you thousands of human souls are visible in subtle form. Have a thought in your mind. I am a great soul. I forgive you. With true heart, I forgive you. Be light. And feel that with all vibrations cut down, I got free from their vibrations. I am in my own good feelings now. I am a great soul. Second thought. have a thought in your mind. In last 63 words, to whom I gave suffering, sorrow, troubles, please come up, emerge in front of me. Get emerge and visualize now the thousands of souls, human souls, emerge in front of me in subtle form. Have a thought in your mind, out of ignorance, out of ego and anger, I gave troubles, sufferings, I created problems in your lives. Now I have realized everything. With true heart, I am asking pardon from you. Please excuse me, forgive me. Feel that those vibrations cut down. I'm very light now. I'm very light, happy. Even in this life, if someone did something wrong to you and you have revengeful feelings to them, you want to take revenge. It is a thought in your subconscious mind, until I take revenge, I will not get peace in my life. Forgive them. Forgiveness, it's a saying, forgiveness is the noblest way to revenge. Noble way. If we want to take revenge from someone, just forgive them. It makes us great, it makes us light, it makes us powerful. So we are powerful. We have to enjoy our Brahmin life being very easy and light. Keep in your mind, those who are very light, they receive light from Baba and become lighthouse. A yogi is moving lighthouse. We have to become lighthouse. Because light will go to everyone and will remove their darkness of ignorance from their mind. We are the lighthouse. Our life is the lighthouse for this entire world. So be very easy. Work on this in your life. I have to become soft and content. We have achieved God. Just churn on this one point. If we lose everything in our life, if we don't achieve any Laukik thing in our life, still we must be very intoxicated, proud of the thing, or very happy in our life, very content that we achieved God. Oh, God came to me to adorn my life, to give me blessings. He's giving His love to me. He's giving His might to me. I'm so fortunate. So divine method to enjoy this life is to create divine thoughts in the mind. Elevated thoughts in the mind. you must make a list, at least 50 elevated thoughts you should note down in your personal notebook. You can get them from Baba's Murali. I am enjoying one thing from this Murali of 2nd February. I hope you also enjoy that point. Bap Dada is giving you one gift today, and that gift is, do you remember? I am always with you. See, what a beautiful words. If you remember it, God is giving His company to me. He Himself is saying, I am constantly with you. And where I am, victory is there. It is also mentioned in our Laukik Gita. Same words. O Arjuna, where there is religion, I am there. And where there is, I am there, victory is there. So God Himself is reminding us, you are not alone. I am with you all the time. Accept it. Realize it. Enjoy it. He is with us all the time. It is a great thing. It can make us carefree. It can make us fearless. It can make us very powerful. It can give us great confidence within us. God, Almighty, Sri Baba Himself is with me. Feel it. Either in the form that Sri Baba is here on my head, as the canopy of protection, Sri Baba is here. Or, Bap Dada is here on my side, always His hand on my head. He is my supreme friend. He is here always with me. So, in order to enjoy this, we have to bring it into our practice, minimum 10 times a day. 10 times a day. Then it will become natural. It will enter to our subconscious mind then, that I am not alone. I need not to worry about anything. God Himself is with me. He is taking care of me. So these such elevated thoughts makes our life great. Carefree, fearless, because in near future we will have to face great destruction of this world. We know. Everything will get destroyed. Everything. So another method to enjoy this divine life is detachment. Detachment. Detachment is the sign of spirituality. If a spiritual person is not detached, he is not spiritual. Attachment is very common and natural with everyone. If we got a pen, easily, immediately, we get attached to that. This is my pen. And suppose, after 10 minutes, it is lost. So we will think, oh, my pen is lost. Oh, my pen is lost. It will affect my consciousness. So attachment is very common. But a yogi must become detached. Work on this. And for this, just one simple method. You have got many things in your home, in your room, in your bag, with you, in your suitcase. Everyone has got, everyone. So when you see them, when you see them, have a thought. These all things are just for temporary use. These are not imperishable. These are not eternal. These things will not last forever with me. One day I will have to leave them behind. These are not imperishable. Just for use, to enjoy my life, I have to enjoy my life by using these old things in my life. But things are perishable. Such thoughts will make you detached. I used to say to Indian mothers, I don't know about your feelings, I know about Indian mothers. Specifically, they keep jewelry with them in their briefcases, in their almira, very costly jewelry, very expensive jewelry. They don't wear them. They just keep them in almira. And they see them and enjoy. Oh, I have so much. They get old, very old, 85 years old, but they don't give them to someone. Not to their relatives, not to their daughter, son. These are my jewelry. It is attachment. This word, my, it causes attachment. So, very divine art of this alaukik life is, everything belongs to Baba. When you see your things, your wealth, your house, just have a thought, this is for Baba. For Baba. The owner is Baba. I am just instrument. I have to just use. He has given me these things for use. Things are perishable, not imperishable. Give such thoughts. So, slowly and slowly, gradually and gradually, detachment will come in mind. Detachment is very important. So, Baba used to say in Sakar Murli, when Baba was in Sakar, one practical story, it is the story maybe of 1967, one mother from Delhi came to Baba. So he brought 1,000 rupees for yajna. At that time, 1,000 rupees was a big amount, 1,000 rupees. And on the way, someone robbed his attache. And as soon as she reached to Baba and she saw that, oh, here is nothing. So she was crying out, Baba, I had stored, I made this money in 1 year. I brought for you for Baba's yag. Oh, now what to do? She was repenting, got depressed. Then Baba's answer was, see the subtle, the secrecy behind karmas. Baba mentioned her. Oh mother, don't mind. The moment you had this thought in your mind that these 1,000 rupees are for Baba, they came to me. I had accepted it at the same moment. You need not worry. It came in your account of future. Such great is our Baba. So the moment we have a thought, nothing belongs to me. Everything belongs to Baba. Everything is for Baba. My each and every action is for Baba. At the same time, he accepts them. And we get a big reward of that. This is called surrender. So surrender your everything to him, then you will remain safe and protected. Everything for you. You are the real owners. Do you like it? Make your home into a yagya, Baba's yagya. Believe it. This is not my home. This is Baba's yagya. So Baba's words are, those who consider their home as Baba's yagya, they eat Brahma bhojan from Baba's yagya every day. And their treasures remain full. So believe it. This is not my home. I'm not cooking for me. I'm not cooking for my children. It is Baba's yagya. I'm making Brahma bhojan. I'm eating Brahma bhojan. I'm eating from Baba's yagya. Baba is sustaining me. Have such thoughts in your mind? Then you will enjoy your life very much. I am teaching one thing, those who are cooking, when you cook, just have a thought in your mind that I am supremely pure soul. Many times, minimum 21 times, when you cook your food, make it a mantra for yourself, I am a supremely pure soul. Soul, and your food will become a great medicine, full with healing powers. And when you eat, you can have a thought that by eating this food, my mind must become cool. By eating this food, this disease must end. By eating this food, my anger must finish. Like this, you can create any one, two thoughts in your mind. So that those pure vibrations which you gave to the food will work according to your thoughts. We must know it. This nature, our food, fruit, water, juice, milk, these all things, nature, they receive our vibrations in a second. They are very sensitive to our vibrations. So we can give specific vibrations to our food, to our water, juice or fruit. Then in return, they will give us many good experiences. I share one of my best experience just recently. I'm teaching these things to all nowadays. Two things. I'm supremely pure soul. By this practice, you can heal many diseases. And I'm Master Almighty with this thought. So one very great experience even for me. Just 2 months before, one sister from Punjab, India, came to me. He asked the solution of one big problem, that her younger sister of 32 years, she is hyperactive. They gave some medical name to it, I don't remember that. Hyperactive, all the time aggressive. Peaceless, ready to quarrel. So 3 persons are appointed to look after her and hardly they control her. Otherwise, she's always fighting. What to do? So just I suggested 2 yukti. 1, charge water with the thought that I am supremely pure soul. 7 times. Give drishti. Repeat 7 times, I am supremely pure soul. This water became pure. Ask him to drink. And have a thought that by drinking this water, her mind must become normal. Do it 5 times a day. 2nd thing, it's very good yukti you yourself can do. rub your palm, have a thought, I am Master Almighty, 5 times at least. To that sister I ask 7 times, I am Master Almighty. And put your palm on her head like this. And have a thought that by these vibrations her mind must become normal. And see the good result. In 2 months, very good. Master Almighty. So that sister got normal, family is very happy now, without expending money, she is well. This is the miracle of our vibrations, Baba's power. So you yourself can do this practice, I am Master Almighty, keep here and have a thought. By these vibrations, my brain, my mind must become pure and divine, cool and divine, and feel good vibrations. Just do now, for a minute. I am Master Almighty. You can close your eyes. Master Almighty. Put your hand on your head. Feel good vibrations are going to brain. A thought, by these vibrations, let my brain, mind become cool and divine. Okay. This way, sometimes when you come back from your job to your home, definitely you are tired. You can do this. I am getting fresh. Do it for 3 minutes on your eyes, on your head, and you will have very fresh experience. Next thing, which is also very, very important, useful, beneficial, surrender everything to Baba. In other sense now, all human beings in this world are performing karmas. We are also doing actions all day. But there must be very difference between both. In your office, in your business center, wherever you work. Some other souls also work with you. People must see, they must observe the difference between you and them. They are working, being irritated, rush all the time, no patience, worry is in mind, tension in mind. And when we are in our job, we must be very easy. Just invoke Baba. O Almighty Baba, come down, be with me, help with me, cooperate with me. And His powers will work with you. You will experience that hard work becomes easy. Impossible things become possible. Tension is relieved. We are very happy. So enjoy your each and every action. Make your mind like this. I have to enjoy my job. I have to enjoy my work. I have to enjoy cooking. I have to enjoy every action, whatever I do right from the morning till night. I have to enjoy. Second thing in this point, surrender the fruit, the result of the actions to Baba. Surrender the result, the fruit you got to Baba. Suppose, sometime, someday, you got lot of appreciation. Don't accept it. Let it go there to Baba. The other day, people are defaming you. Oh, you are not good. You did this, you did this. Don't accept it. Let it go to Him. Do practice like this. In business, sometime very good benefit, profit. Surrender your profit to Baba. This is for you. Sometime not so good, not as good as you expected. Surrender it to Baba. This is called karmatit stage, practice of karmatit stage. That karmas are not binding us. We are free from the effect of karmas. This is very divine practice in this life. We can keep ourselves free if you do Baba's service. Whole day, this, that, get tired. No. Surrender it to Baba. And then you will feel very fresh, all the time fresh. So, this way, we can perform our karmas being selfless. A great thing for spiritual life. Selfless karmas. We do karmas, but without having any expectations. Although we expect that we must get profit in business. We expect we must get success after this work. But still selfless. Nothing for self. Selfless means no desire of name and fame. Just, we have to do Baba's work. This is Baba's job. Laukik or alaukik, Baba's job, we have to fulfill Baba's job, nothing else. In return, we want nothing. Do and forget. This is the best method to enjoy this spiritual life. Perform your duty, do great thing, forget. Surrender them to Baba. Send them to Him who is giving power to perform those things. I would share one experience, then we will do another practice. In the year of 1977, I heard in one of Avyakt Murli, Avyakt Baba came down in meditation hall Madhuban, he mentioned, "You are like sun in this world. Just as sun gives light to entire world, you are ones who give light to this entire world. You are the sun in this world. And these name and fame are like small candles." See, what a wonderful thing. Desire of name and fame are like small candles. How these candles give light to you? You are sun. So don't desire, don't expect to receive light from these small candles of name and fame. Since that day, I realized, oh, we are so great. We must not run after these small things. Otherwise, we lose our divinity, we lose our spirituality. Let us again come to the practice. I am Master Almighty. Lal light karenge bhai? Red light? Now sit on the globe. Make a vision, not on the chair, on globe. Make a vision, I am sitting on globe. I have to give good vibrations to this entire world, to miserable souls, to peaceless souls. I am the sun of purity, Master Almighty. Visualize Shiva Baba in soul world, the ocean of purity, ocean of might. Just fix up your intellect on Him. Now His vibrations are coming down to me. Vibrations of purity, vibrations of peace and might are coming down to me. A beautiful fountain is descending on me. Now these vibrations from me are spreading out, going in entire world, giving peace to all human souls. Om Shanti. In your life, when you don't find any solution of a problem, when you feel that there is darkness everywhere, I don't see any light in my life, surrender that problem to Baba and see wonderful result. I remember one message which came in this hall many years before for double foreigners. I repeat that message for you many years before. Mohini Van from New York went into trance, brought this message. Just in brief, Baba gave one vision that over your head, there is Shiva Baba, Almighty, the canopy of protection. And he asked everyone to practice it for whole year. Second thing, Baba mentioned, I am for you. Beautiful words. I am for you. Make use of mine. Whenever you need in your life, use me, use my powers. This was the homework given to everyone for 1 year. Next day, again, at the end of March, Mohini Van went into trance. Baba gave little message for all double foreigners and just mentioned like this, that last year, Baba Dada has given you homework, but, he mentioned, but Baba Dada just had been waiting in subtle world, that when my children will come to me. He was just waiting, means children were not going there. Then Baba was thinking, they are going to ones who have two hands. They are not coming to me who have thousands of hands. What to do now for them? What can I do now for them? See, a wonderful thing. Whole years, at that time, whole years. I enjoyed it very much. Some of double foreigners also would have done it. So Baba is for me. Let this thought enter to your subconscious mind. God is for me all the time, in all situations. He is ready to cooperate with me. But we must go with true heart to Him. Definitely, He will give help to us. Some Baba children used to complain. It's very royal complaint. Baba mentioned in Murli, whenever you remember me, whenever you invoke me, I will come down to you. Whenever you say, my Baba, I will come to you and will cooperate with you. But many Brahmins complain, We invited Baba so many times, but Baba did not come. How, why he did not fulfill his promise? We did, but he did not come. I answered, he came to you, you could not see him. It's his promise. Whenever you invoke me, I am bound to come down to you. He comes down, but we don't see him. Why? Because our third eye is not so clean. Rubbish. So many negative things. Waste thoughts. So we have made our intellect a dustbin. Third eye, dustbin. Rust, dust in third eye. How then these eyes will visualize God who is standing in front of us? So cleanse your third eye, your intellect. This is also our tapasya. We have to make it clean. Now is the time to cleanse it. So don't allow any rubbish, any waste in your divine intellect. Agree? Agree? This is a practice. I remember, although I think you will not understand that story, but I share one simple story. You know Pandavas in Mahabharata war, five Pandavas, their mother's name was Kunti. Kunti. Just simple story, but very inspirative story. So because Kauravas gave lot of troubles to Pandavas, so Kunti had hateful feeling, revengeful feeling, anger for Kauravas. And she was thinking, let my children become young, they will fight with Kauravas, will kill them, will take revenge. So one day, this mother Kunti was sitting on the bank of river Ganga, Ganges, looking the waves in Ganges, and these waves were cooling down her mind that day. She was thinking that I have made my mind very poisonous. So many types of poison I have put in my intellect. Now, let me do tapasya to cleanse it. And from that day, he forgave everyone, became cool and calm. His mind became very peaceful, and thus she enjoyed her life. Same thing. If we have put any negativity, any revengeful feeling, any anger for someone, just leave it, surrender it to Baba. Because one very good thing I notice always from Avyakt Baba, say Avyakt Baba came on 2nd of February, 18th of January, on both occasions everyone experienced that he was the ocean of love, giving lot of love to everyone. So I was thinking, he is God, knows everything. He knows that my children are not making so good effort. I ask them to remain ever happy, but they lose their happiness. I ask them again and again, enjoy Amrit Vela, enjoy Mulli, but they don't. He knows everything. But he accommodates everything. He keeps everything inside as if he knows nothing and gives lot of love. See how God is. How does he act? He knows that everyone will get the result according to one's actions, putsarth, efforts. Everything is fixed in this drama. Whatever they have done in last kalpa, they will do again now. So why should I not give love to them? I am the ocean of love. So he accommodates everything, don't keep anything in his mind, and just give love and good vibrations. We must also learn it from him. Then we will enjoy our life. So now, two practice we will do and we'll end this class. One is just make your boat a beautiful boat. This boat will float on the water in ocean. And sit yourself in this boat with your family. Put your all worries, waste things, negativity in this boat and see. Bap Dada is boatman. There are many, many waves and storms in the ocean, but we are sitting carefree because Baba is boatman. So our life is safe. And last thing again, blessing from Baba. Red light. Make a boat. This is the way how we can surrender everything to him. Our life boat in the hand of God. See, I am sitting in this boat with my family, all burdens, all tensions, put everything in this boat. Bap Dada is boatman. There are many storms, waves in the ocean, but we are carefree, very light, enjoying boating. Baba is responsible for everything. Surrender everything to him. Now invoke Bap Dada in front of you. Ask Baba, Shiv Baba, O Almighty Baba, O Son of Love, my Supreme Friend, please come down to me and bless me. On listening our invitation, Shiv Baba started to come down. Visualize him. He is coming down. Coming down. Entered in Brahma Baba's subtle body. He's shining in his forehead. Now both are coming down from the way of his sky. This divine angel is coming down. His light and might are spreading everywhere. Just as this entire world has been entirely enlightened from him, he came in front of me, smiling and giving drashti. Kip has put his hand of blessing on my head. Pure energy is spreading in my whole body, including brain. He gave blessing. O great child, be victorious and be Master Almighty. Success is your birthright. Victory is your birthright. I am with you always. Om